Welcome back, Juicy Gravelets, to the first episode of Dolly Snort Grape Juice with your host, Michelle Jolly.
And Grace Peterson. It is September 8th, 2019. It is currently 63 degrees, but the high for today is 69 degrees and the low is 58 degrees.
And today's drink is Welsh's Sparkling Non-Alcoholic Moscato Flavored Grape Juice. So, Grace,
how do you want to review this drink? I think it's less sweet than things we've had in the past.
Yeah, I'd say it's more on the drier side of the grape juices.
Yeah, it's a bit... It had a nice fizz to it, though. I can appreciate that.
It's a light amber color, I would say. It's a very light amber color.
I do love amber.
Oh, she's the best. Mine doesn't have as much fizz, but that might be because we opened it, like, 30 minutes ago.
30 minutes ago.
Yep. All right. So.
Let's talk about maybe our podcast name.
Yes, yes.
So Dollar Store Grape Juice has come from Dollar Store Grape Juice, where we buy our grape juice from the dollar store.
Yes, we usually buy it from the dollar store because it's only a dollar, but today we splurged and I went to Aldi. So that's where this grape juice is from, if you're wondering.
I mean, yeah, I'd say it's a pretty good purchase because Here's the thing. When you're bored after school, there's not a lot of good places to go. Where are you supposed to go after school? The club?
Yeah, no,
you don't know where to go.
Yeah, we don't know where the club is. We're 17.
We go to the dollar store. We go to Goodwill. We go to Walgreens, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the hot spots in town.
Hot spots. Walmart.
Walmart. Walmart's so good.
So good.
Shout out to all the employees there. I'm sure they've had to clean up after, like...
Callum.
If
you don't know, which you probably don't because this is the first podcast, but Callum is a lovely Brit who's also super annoying and our producer.
Hanging out with him is like being a babysitter without getting paid.
Exactly. Callum's mom, please pay us to hang out with your son.
God, we'd be bawling.
Yes.
Michelle, should we explain who exactly we are?
Oh, yes. Well, we are best friends.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, when you're not annoying.
Yeah.
We've been friends since elementary school.
Yeah, so, and like, I think we're almost reaching a decade.
Almost a decade. That's a scary thought. I've been alive for a decade.
Yeah, this isn't... I'm, like, 11 years old next week.
Yes. So, now we are seniors in high school.
Nuts.
Crazy.
Both, like, kind of crazy in the drama department. None of us exactly know what we're doing.
No, we do not.
And then we were joking about starting a podcast in the car, and we were like, this sounds so great. We think a certain mom friend of ours would really appreciate it.
Yes, we do. We do think that. And we have the friends who have the technology and space to do this podcast, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah. It took a lot of work to get a sugar daddy.
Yes, yes. I'm really proud of you for doing that.
I know. It's like, it's crazy.
It is. I feel like we've been talking really fast.
We have. I thought this would take longer.
Yes, but that's okay. Let's slow it down. Let's go into Grace's history. So, Grace, who exactly are the viewers listening to?
Oh, that's a complicated question. I do things in the drama department, but the issue is people ask, oh, what do you do? I can't say, like, actor or techie because I just kind of do whatever I want because I'm very good at being unsupervised.
Yes, that's very true. You usually do props.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
I love props. One of my favorite activities is making fake blood and going through all the weird fake babies we have in the prop shop. We got rid of some of them, so I think I'm haunted. So this could be the last episode if one of the fake babies comes back and kills me.
I would like to say I am afraid of demon children.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, they're just creepy. They sing creepy monotone songs and they have dead eyes. And it's like, I don't want that.
So if you are a demon baby listening to this podcast, we do request that you tune out right now.
Yeah, go listen to like NPR or something. You are not wanted here.
Okay. So Story of Us.
Yes.
That is both a Taylor Swift song and both a topic we could talk about.
Yes, I really like Taylor Swift. I think that's my biggest personality trait, is Taylor Swift.
Once we both, like, Michelle and I both wore red lipstick on the same day, and I think it was life-changing for the both of us.
Yes. I don't know how to function with lipstick on, but I will wear it for the sake of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, people keep telling me I have, like, lipstick on my teeth, and I'm like, I don't care enough.
You have, like, 50 pairs of lipstick. That's another personality trait of Grace.
But I don't wear any of them, really.
No, you don't.
That was a brief phase I'm glad we're out of.
Aw. From last year. Anyways, The Story of Us is a great song. I really enjoy how Taylor Swift says next chapter during it, as to symbolize that it is a book that she's reading from, because it's the story and books have stories in them.
I know, it's amazing. Like, when you're sitting in a busted up Cadillac and you're just screaming those lyrics, there's nothing like that story.
Nothing like that story, yes. And when you do it in a Walmart parking lot and people stare at you, such a rush.
Yeah, like when we were driving home the other day and we were like, I don't remember what we were screaming. I think it was Speak Now.
Probably. Oh, yeah, it was Speak Now.
Yes, there was a lady in the car next to us who gave us like the whitest white lady smile. And it was just, I don't think she'd Speak Now.
She wouldn't.
Not a Swiftie.
Not a Swiftie. And that person can get hit by a car if they are not a Swiftie.
What kind of car? Cadillac?
Alexis.
Mmm.
Yeah, because those people, if you drive a Lexus, you're probably entitled. So.
What's your dream car?
My dream car. I don't know. I like old cars because when you drive an old car, you can get away with it being loud and not looking like an asshole.
Oh, yeah. No. That's pretty great.
Maybe a double-decker bus from London. I think that's my dream car.
I'm sure a British producer would just, he gets so excited.
Yeah. He would just, like, run up and down the stairs in my double-decker bus. I think that's a thing that would happen.
He'd trip going up. Yes. And then we'd have to take him to the hospital in the double-decker.
Yes. So, as we've talked about in the past, we do shows for our high school. Yes. And so, currently, we're doing a show called,
I don't want to say it.
Glass Monopoly. Grace is publicity, so it is
October 11th, October 12th, October 13th. Don't ask me what time it is. I think it's 7 p.m. on a couple of those days and two on another.
During 2019, if this is in the future you're watching it and we've already become super famous, you cannot see the show because it will have already been performed, yes.
But we will put on a two-woman show for you. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
If enough money.
Yeah, you would be Amanda. Because you're tall and I'm short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another personality trait.
Would you be my son or my daughter?
Both.
Mm.
And then you'd also be Jim.
I'd be Jim. Jim is the worst person on earth, by the way.
Yep. He kisses girls when he has a fiancé. We like to think that Devin, Grace's boyfriend, will become a Jim in his soon future.
I think if Taylor were to write a song about Jim, she'd kill him.
She'd kill him. Yeah, the song would kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he'd listen to the song and then it would just stop his heart and he would die.
The thing about GLAAD is just,
enough talking about the glass menagerie because it makes me sad. We're going to talk about the lovely spread that we have in front of us, which is goat cheese and crackers.
Uh-huh.
Grace is eating the cracker right now, so why don't you tell us about that mouthfeel?
You're so good. Sorry, I'm eating a cracker, but normally I don't like crackers because they're PABs.
Yeah.
They're such PABs.
Such PABs. Hate
them. And they're just like, they're dry and sad and just not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, but these are artisan crackers. And I think if we pick out the package here,
yeah,
it says something in Italian. And I think that's really just, it may not be Italian. It just says La in front of it. and then P, and there's a Z in there.
La Panza in the Zen. That's how you say it.
That is how you say it.
It is. Would you like to hear it? That was the sound.
It's a good
of
crack.
Cracking, yeah.
The thing is, our technical director did bring us some goat cheese to eat with it, but I am scared to try it, as sometimes Devin does feed me strange things.
Ew, it has liquid in it. Is that normal? Our producers are telling us that it is normal for it to have liquid. I don't trust that.
Yeah, once Devin and I went to McDonald's, and I wanted pancakes because I think pancakes are a good thing, and it was very late. And where else did you get pancakes so late? So I get back to his house, and I go to eat my pancakes, and I realize they didn't give me any syrup. So Devin is eating whatever he got that wasn't as good as my pancakes. And I'm like, they didn't give me syrup. So Devin has determined that I didn't eat enough that day. So he brings me this weird frozen tofu from Trader Joe's. What? And he like force feeds it to me. And it was one of the worst things I've ever eaten. And I didn't have syrup with my pancakes. So I'm just like eating like plain pancakes and bad tofu. And then after Devin finishes his funny little sandwich, he goes, oh, there's syrup at the bottom of my bag. So he had the syrup the whole time after I finished my pancakes.
That's really tragic. I feel
But you also force fed me.
Once I did, because Grace does not like to eat. And that's really not good. So I force fed her cold pizza because she had only eaten candy that day.
For the record, it was very good candy, but the pizza was like the worst thing I've ever eaten. It's like, if one of your parents ordered pizza while you were gone, but you weren't there to tell them what good pizza is, so they ordered, like, this weird off-brand thing that you've never heard of, and then they left it in the fridge for a week, and, everybody, like, spat on it, and then you ate it, that's what it tasted like.
Well, I'm sorry, but you cannot just only eat, like, candy during a stressful day.
It was a lot of candy. It was good.
Wow. Well. Lover reveal. If you have not bought the album Lover by Taylor Swift, I strongly recommend you do it. I've cried to it. It makes me cry sometimes because it's so good.
Okay. I'd say this is like, Lover is kind of like my go-to shower. Like, it's good to jam, sing to, and everything, and just like,
yeah.
There's something on that album for everyone, I think.
I think there is too, yeah.
Because I think Lover is, like, Lover the song, the title track, is just such a sweet, wonderful thing. And it can just bring out the romantic side in everyone. But when it comes to False God, it kind of brings everyone back to, like...
I love that song. I love False God. My sister does not like it. I don't know why. It's a really good song. And she doesn't like that I know all the lyrics to it, but I do. And I like that song.
The last song I was listening to on my Spotify was Cruel Summer.
Oh my gosh, the last song I was listening to on Google Play, let's see. Hopefully it's not embarrassing.
Spotify is better, but it's fine.
You know what? I steal this from my brother, so it won't tell me what I was just listening to. But in the car on my Lover CD, I was just listening to Cornelia Street.
Ooh, that is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soon You'll Get Better featuring Dixie Chicks. Can we just talk about that?
Yeah. I cried.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to cry when you're in the shower because you can't tell what's tears and what's water.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's just... it's such an emotional thing. Because just going along and you, like... I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. So, yeah, Lover is a great album if you haven't liked it or seen it. Listen to it. I think you really should. So, and now we are going to end the podcast. But before we do, we'd like to give some credits, obviously.
Yes. A big shout out to Callum Richard Lowe, our producer, who
Did nothing. I don't know what he does.
He drank most of the grape juice.
He did drink most of the grape juice. I also spilled a bunch on the table, so...
Callum will probably lick that up when we're not looking. And Devin Reginald Flores is our technical director, which means he watches YouTube tutorials on his phone of how to work the microphones while we sit here for 10 minutes.
Yes. We'd also like to give a shout out to MySpace, where we are filming it in front of a studio audience where nobody showed up. Sorry, yeah. I misspoke. It's MyStage. MyStage, not MySpace. R.I.P.
There's a sign right in front of us that Michelle still missed and managed to say MySpace, but
you know, I just want to say sometimes I don't think. It just is reflex. The words just come out of my mouth, you know.
Oh, understandable. My GPA is like 1.
Oh, girl,
I'm sending this to colleges as my application letter.
Yes. Thank you to everyone. We'd also like to shout out Facebook.
And Sherry Steinke.
Please follow us on Facebook and on Sherry Steinke.
At BanMom616 on Instagram.
Yes. The Dollar Store Grape Juice does not have social media yet, but we will shortly.
Yeah.
We don't know when Devin will get around to publishing this episode. But, oh, also, if you didn't know, Devin, our technical director, is dating Grace. how many weeks has it been? 2? Congrats.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, little grapelets. You juicy, juicy little grapelets.
We love you so much.
With all our hearts.
And goodbye for now.
Yep. See you soon.